Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're joining us here on Studio Classroom. We're starting off this month with an interesting new app.
We are, and this is a social media app. I'm sure you're used to using many types of those in your own daily life.
This one is called WePlay. What do you do? Well, you interact with others, usually strangers that you don't know. You try to make friends and even play games.
That's right, but there are some things that make WePlay different from other social media apps. We're going to talk all about those differences and if WePlay might be a fun app for you to try in our lesson today. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
WePlay, a comfortable and safe way to play and meet new people. Many people want to connect with others, but find interacting in public hard. Social media offers a comfortable alternative. It lets users be part of the group without much risk. WePlay mixes games and social chat. Users create colorful online characters instead of showing their real faces. This extra bit of privacy can help shy users feel more relaxed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看Colorful 这个形容词，它是由名词 color 加上后缀 ful 构成，意思是色彩鲜艳的，五彩缤纷的。譬如 Joe's aunt spent a month knitting him a colorful scarf for his birthday. Joe 的姑姑花了一个月的时间为他的生日织了一条色彩鲜艳的围巾。Color 字尾加上 less, colorless 是指无色的。譬如 Jenny chooses colorless cough medicine because her children prefer it over alternatives with artificial coloring. Jenny 选择无色咳嗽药水，因为她的孩子比较喜欢这种，而不是含有人工色素的药水。另一个相关的形容词是 multicolored， 字首 multi 的意思呢是多个或是许多。multicolored 意思呢就是多色的或是杂色的。譬如The multicolored beach ball was easy to spot on the sand. 那颗五颜六色的海滩球在沙滩上非常醒目。
We all want to meet new people and make friends, but sometimes it's hard to do that. It makes us quite nervous doing it in person, but maybe doing it online while playing games is good for you.
Well, it seems like this app might be a good choice because we read here it's a comfortable and safe way to play and meet new people. So it's comfortable and safe.
Yes, it is comfortable and safe. We read many people want to connect with others, but find interacting in public hard.
I guess that is true for many people, especially if you're someone who is more of an introvert or if you're someone who is shy.
Yeah, I don't have an easy time just going up to people I don't know and talking to them, but we're reading here about one way that you could do that online. Social media offers a comfortable alternative.
We see a great word here, friends, that we need to talk about together. It's that word alternative. An alternative is another choice or an option instead of the usual one.
Here's an example sentence. We chose an alternative route home because the other way was blocked.
So the usual way that you go out and meet people is being out in the world. and meeting people naturally or organically. But social media is an alternative to that.
Yeah, it lets users be part of the group without much risk. WePlay mixes games and social chat.
Let's talk about this idea of chat, friends. When you chat with somebody, this can be a noun or a verb, when you chat with somebody, it means that you're talking with them in a friendly and casual way. We can do this in real life, but we also use the word chat to talk about interactions with people online.
Yeah, we often do use it. You might chat with someone in a chat room, or chat with a friend outside of school.
All right, we read on here, users create colorful online characters instead of showing their real faces. I can see why this might feel comfortable for people if they're a little bit shy.
Yeah, some people really like to be anonymous online. They feel like people won't be able to find out intimate details about them.
Yeah, or if they're feeling nervous about certain aspects of the way they look or who they are as a person, or maybe they're just struggling with their identity, using a cute, colorful character might take away some of those anxieties.
Absolutely, because some people really care about privacy. We see that word in this next sentence. Privacy, friends, is the right to keep your personal life and information private or not known to the public.
Let's use that word privacy in another sentence. I value my privacy online. Now, we could use this word privacy in some other ways as well. Sometimes we say, she is a private person. That's the kind of person that doesn't like to share many details about their personal life.
All right, friends, let's see how we use that word here. The extra bit of privacy can help shy users feel more relaxed.
All right, friends, we have more to learn about this very special app WePlay in just a moment. For right now, let's go to our next reading.
WePlay. WePlay works like a social playground. Users enter virtual rooms and play short party games together. Some games ask players to guess words or draw pictures. Others test logic or quick thinking. Players can also talk using voice chat while they play. Many rooms have hosts who guide the game and manage the group. The shared activity helps people start conversations naturally.
Even toward the end of the day, the tired students found it easy to follow the logic of the professor's concept. 即使快接近下课，疲惫的学生们还是能轻松地理解教授讲的逻辑概念。它的形容词是 logical， 意思是合乎逻辑的、合理的。譬如Choosing Sunday for a church picnic is a logical choice. 选择周日举办教会野餐是个合理的决定。Logical 的反义字是 illogical, 意思是不合逻辑的。譬如 Our generation makes many choices that may strike our parents as illogical or hard to understand.我们这一代所做的许多选择在父母看来可能显得不合逻辑或难以理解。
So we already know that WePlay is a great social media app to interact with people while staying safe and private. Let's talk more about what you can do on the app.
Okay, let's get right into our text here, friends. We read, WePlay works like a social playground.Now, this is a really interesting term, friends. When we say something is a social playground, we're saying that this is just a social media app or a social media platform, and it's a fun way to describe the way that people interact there.
Yeah, I imagine since we're using the word playground here, it is not just a place where you interact with people online, but it is a fun and casual place.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. Here's an example. Instagram is like a social playground for many people.
Let's read on. Users enter virtual rooms and play short party games together.
Let's talk about this word virtual. Virtual means existing on computers or online, but not in real life.
Yeah, for example, you might have a virtual meeting with your coworkers. You're not meeting in person, but through some sort of video conferencing platform.
So what's happening on WePlay is that you're getting on the app and then you're entering these virtual rooms and then you can play party games.
Party games. What kinds of games? Well, these are fun games that people play at parties for entertainment. Usually a party game doesn't have difficult rules.
That's right. And it's usually a game that many, many people can play together, not just like three or four. Here's an example. We played party games all night.
Yeah, you might play a lot of party games if you have friends over for a game night. Well, we see some games ask players to guess words or draw pictures.
This sounds like pretty typical party games to me. Now we keep reading here, others test logic or quick thinking.
Players can also talk using voice chat while they play these games. Many rooms have hosts who guide the game and manage the group.
I like that. I know that there are some social media platforms that have something like a moderator on them, which is kind of like a host. It's somebody that makes sure everything that happens in that chat or on that page goes along with the guidelines.
I just wonder if they're able to find enough people who want to be those hosts. Most people probably just want to relax and play the games.
Yeah, that is a good point. There might be some people, though, that enjoy being a part of the community, maybe consistently, and so it's something that they like to do.
Yeah, definitely could be. Okay, we see the shared activity helps people start conversations naturally.
Let's talk about what that means, friends. Naturally means in a normal or in an expected way.
For example, someone might be naturally very kind. They didn't have to work to become this way. That's just how they are.
When you start a conversation naturally, it's something that isn't forced. It's not something that you have to make happen. It just happens naturally.
Yeah, if you just jump into a conversation with a stranger, you might not know what to talk about. It might not feel very natural. Whereas chatting while you play a game is a lot more natural.
That's a really good point. Well, friends, we are not done talking about WePlay, but for now we're going to take a break and go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? To be part of the group. One time, a new student joined a class halfway through the year. At first, he sat quietly, didn't talk much, and always looked a little unsure. But after a few weeks of group projects and lunch conversations, everything changed. Suddenly, he was laughing, joking, and totally part of the group. That phrase means you belong. You're included and accepted by others. You're not just there, you're one of them. For example, after a few team practices, Leo felt like part of the group. Or, she quickly became part of the group at her new job. Here are some similar ways to express that idea. Fit in means to feel comfortable and accepted in a group. For example, it took her some time to fit in at her new school. Be one of the gang is more casual and friendly. For example, after the trip, he felt like one of the gang. Be included is simple and clear. It means others invite you or make space for you. For example, everyone should feel included in team activities. And belong is a powerful word. It means you feel right in a place or group. For example, he finally felt like he belonged. Being part of the group can take time, but once it happens, it feels pretty great. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
We play. The app feels less like endless scrolling and more like a quick social break. A player may join a room, play a game, and chat for a few minutes. A player can leave and return later. Many users say that short visits feel comfortable. For many, WePlay offers a light and playful way to meet others online.
Playful 这个形容词意思是顽皮的，爱玩耍的。譬如 ，Lily's daughter only becomes playful around the pet dog. Lily 的女儿只有在这只宠物狗的身边时才会变得活泼起来。副词呢是 playfully， 意思是开玩笑的，调皮的。譬如 ，When Sarah playfully took the boy's robot away, he laughed and brought out even more toys.当 Sarah 调皮地拿走男孩的机器人时，她笑着又拿出更多的玩具。Playful 字尾加上 N-E-S-S, playfulness 就是名词，意思是嬉闹、顽皮。比如 ，The storekeeper's playfulness toward the kids surprised his staff, who had never seen that side of him before.
店主对孩子们展现出的嬉闹行为让员工们非常惊讶，因为他们从未见过他的这一面。
And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Friends, these days, a lot of us spend a lot of time on our phones. What do you do when you open up your phone? Do you open up a social media app and just keep scrolling?Many of us do.
We definitely do. And that is a word that we want to talk about, friends. When you scroll on your phone, it means that you're just moving your finger up or down on a screen. And when we're talking about scrolling when it comes to a social media app, it means the way we consume content over and over and over without stopping.
Yeah, you move from one post to the next. It could be pictures, could be videos,It could be things that people have written, but it means you're looking at a lot of things one after another. You might say, I spend hours scrolling on my phone every day.
Let's see how that word scrolling shows up in the first sentence of this section. The app feels less like endless scrolling and more like a quick social break. We see that adjective endless here.That makes scrolling even more powerful.
Yes, and even more of a problem, potentially. If something is endless, it seems like it doesn't have an end. It seems like it goes on forever.
Here's another example. The internet offers endless entertainment. Now, this sentence says that most social media apps that we tend to go on provide endless scrolling.But WePlay is different.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that. It feels more like a quick social break, a break from those things to interact with other people. A player may join a room, play a game, and chat for a few minutes.
Okay, so this does sound different from how I consume social media these days. It kind of makes me think of how social media used to be,where you generally just follow your friends and people that you know to see their life updates, this seems like you're kind of going back to that social aspect, but not necessarily interacting with people that you know.
Yeah, it makes me think of a popular app from a few years ago with sort of these virtual rooms where people would go in and discuss a certain topic. Those would also have a host and might be about a hobby people are interested, politics, or the news.
Yeah, this seems very similar to that as well, with maybe a slightly more fun feel to it. Let's keep reading. A player can leave and return later. Many users say that short visits feel comfortable. We have a very important word to look at here, especially when it comes to social media. It's that word user.
Who is a user? Well, it's someone who is using something. Here in this case, users are the people using the app WePlay.
Here's an example. Many users love this new app. Okay, so it says here that users say short visits feel comfortable. I like that about this app, Garrett, because sometimes when we're online or we're in a chat room, we feel like we have to spend a lot of time to kind of get that dopamine hit. But it's kind of nice to be able to go on to an app and just use it for a few minutes.
Yeah, especially if other people in these virtual rooms aren't upset that you're leaving really quickly. We see one more sentence here. For many, WePlay offers a light and playful way to meet others online.
This word light might be being used in a situation a little differently than you're used to, friends. When we say light here, we're not talking about that thing that comes from a lamp or the sun. We're talking about something being fun, easy, and not too serious.
For example, an event might offer a light and stress-free way to interact with others. In this case, it's this app.
That's right. All right, friends. Well, we have learned a lot about this app WePlay, and we do have more to discuss in just a moment. For now, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加动词加 that 加主词加动词的句型。它主要用来转述他人言论、表达想法或说明事实。例如课文的这一句 ,Many users say that short visits feel comfortable. 其中 that 引导的从属子句做 say 的受词。That 作为连接词的时候，后面必须接含有主词与动词的完整句子。在非正式的口语或写作中 ,that 经常被省略。但在正式写作中常保留。另外，当动词后面接两个并列的 that 子句，并且由 and 连接的时候，通常会省略第一个 that， 保留第二个 that。来看例句 ：The report shows the company is growing rapidly and that it plans to expand overseas。该报告显示，该公司正在快速成长，并计划拓展到海外市场。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of today's article, and that means it's time for a talk about it question. Here it is. How is WePlay different from other social media platforms?
How is it different? Well, it's very different from most of the platforms that we use.You get to actually interact and talk with other people and even play games while you're on there.
Yeah, and you don't have to show your face or really tell people who you are. You can choose a fun character or cartoon to represent your person in this WePlay world.
And we even said you're encouraged, that you don't have to spend hours and hours on it. Even short visits to the app feel comfortable.
Well, this sounds like an interesting app that I might want to try sometimes. Have you ever tried WePlay, friends? That's a great thing for you to talk about in English. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.